Blackstone Audio presents Dead Wrong by Connie Dial. Especially for John. Chapter 1.
Sergeant Richards?
His name blaring from the police radio startled him out of a sunrise catnap Kyle Richards hadn't intended to take. Ugly memories had plagued his dreams again, so he welcomed the interruption. Sitting up, he tried to clear his head, restore his bearings. The car's windshield was fogged over, and the Los Angeles overnight chill had cut through his leather jacket, numbing his skin. It didn't help that his shirt was stuck to his chest, still clammy from nightmare sweats. He keyed the mic and mumbled,
"Go ahead,"
while coughing to clear his throat. His bare fingers felt frozen, so he put the radio on his lap and tucked his hands under his armpits, trying to warm them.
"Sarge, we just monitored a Code 30 Atom on Santa Monica, that building right behind you. Want to buy the call?" "Roger, tell the uniforms to back off,"
he said, peering out his rearview mirror at the quiet three-story business.
"Me and Robin can take it."
Sergeant Richards recognized Officer John Marco's voice. Marco and his partner Robin Leeds were always the first to volunteer, but he was stiff from sitting too long and needed to move around before his bones permanently locked.
"Stay put. Let me check it out. Probably another false alarm,"
he said, catching a glimpse of his unshaven face and messy hair. Too old for this shit, he thought, wincing at the abundance of gray in his stubby beard. At home in the morning, artificial bathroom light was so much gentler on his ego. He'd been assigned to this burglary task force for weeks, and every silent burglar alarm he'd responded to had been bogus. Richards was beginning to think it was a waste of time and manpower to have a supervisor and five officers strategically placed every night, waiting to pounce on unsuspecting burglars who never materialized, at least not in the places his squad was watching. Hollywood Division's computer geeks were certain they'd figured out a crime pattern, but so far he was losing what little sleep he normally got and hadn't caught a single bad guy worth mentioning. Working patrol, he could have been a lot more productive. But Captain Corsino had asked him to do this, and her instincts were usually good, so he did it. Who was he kidding? He did it because he liked her and wanted her to like him. But it felt strange being out of an LAPD uniform. In 20-some years, he rarely worked plainclothes assignments and wasn't comfortable with people not knowing he was the police as soon as they saw him. He put the radio in his back pants pocket as he climbed out of the car, adjusted his holster and the badge on his belt. His knees and spine were stiff and achy from contorting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?